540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are set to vote on Wisconsin's top elections official's future today. As Nate Wegehout reports, it may not make a difference whether she gets to keep her job.
The Senate Committee overseeing elections is set to vote Monday whether or not Megan Wolf should stay as elections administrator. That's despite legal opinions from both the state attorney general and the legislature's attorneys that say that they cannot legally rule either way. Republicans have been critical of Wolf for her handling of the 2020 presidential election. The committee will vote by paper ballot whether or not to fire Wolf, meaning that there will be no debate before the vote. However they vote, the full Senate will still need to take up the confirmation. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A Republican bill to cut $3 billion in Wisconsin state income taxes gets a vote in the state assembly tomorrow. Governor Evers promises to veto it. The governor has a few complaints, but he tells WISN-TV he's especially concerned the tax cut would jeopardize billions of dollars in federal COVID relief money.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I understand people are interested in the tax cut, but when you look at the entire picture, $2.5 billion will leave the state of Wisconsin. I just can't stomach that.
Republicans plan to proceed for vote on tax cut anyway. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August appeared on Upfront yesterday.
I know he's got Joe Biden's phone number. He could have a conversation with him about how these tax cuts are really important to the working people of this state.
The cut would go to individuals making as much as $304,000 a year and couples who bring in as much as $405,000. It would also eliminate state taxes on retirement income. September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Alex Gonzalez has more.
Dr. Ajay Bhatnagar says the majority of men diagnosed with prostate cancer are found in the early stages due to effective screenings. He says generally, men over the age of 50 are encouraged to get screened, but there are exceptions.
When people have high-risk features, such as family history or of being African-American ethnicity, can also impact, because we know that there is a higher rate of prostate cancer among African-Americans.
Bhatnagar says more men asking their doctors about prostate health has led to cancer being caught sooner, which he adds has resulted in a high cure rate for a majority of patients. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The mayor of Waukesha says people can expect a noticeable change in the smell and appearance of their water next week. It's not the new water coming in from Lake Michigan itself, but the change in water pressure, which can agitate sediment in the city's water pipes. The change should be temporary. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big Bend leaders have voted to eliminate its police department. The move would involve cutting 3 full-time and 9 part-time police officers, replacing them with 2 full-time deputies shared with the village of Vernon. The decision, which came without public notice, is projected to save the village about $200,000 a year. Veterans in southeastern Wisconsin are benefiting from new state funding. Pete Schwabe has more.
A statement from the governor says 16 nonprofit organizations will receive funds under a veteran mental health grant program. The grants aim to support the mental well-being of Wisconsin veterans through various programs. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, based in Racine and working with the Milwaukee Tiny Homes Village Project, will use a $50,000 grant to add a veteran peer support specialist to their 9-line support program.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers beat the Bears again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Bears 38-20 in a nationally televised game. Head coach Matt LaFleur said what impressed him the most about his team was how physical they played.
We played a complete game, 4 quarters. It was far from perfect, and there's a lot of cleaning up, but anytime you're +2 winning the ball, you got a great chance to win, and I thought our guys played hard, they played physical, and that's exactly what we've been talking about all season.
Packers running back Aaron Jones scored 2 touchdowns. in the second half, including a 35-yard pass from quarterback Jordan Love.
I'm so proud of Jordan, you know. Just saw the work that he's put in, all the time he's spent. This is where he wants to be, and he wants to be great. And, you know, he just gives us himself time after time after time. So you can't do anything but be happy for a guy when he succeeds like that.
Love finished the day with 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a quarterback rating of 123.2, and was asked if he could feel the support of his teammates in the locker room.
Definitely could feel it. Just being in the locker room with the guys, they're awesome, man. I was actually given a game ball today, and those guys were going crazy in there. So it's an awesome feeling for me. But, I mean, we got a great team.
Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says losing the home opener at Soldier Field to Green Bay hurts.
All the guys in there are you know, sick to their stomachs, and, you know, all the coaches, everybody, and it's not something that you like.
College football, the number 19th-ranked Badgers trying to figure out what happened Saturday night when they lost on the road at Washington State 31-22. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There was an opportunity for us to make a few plays there at the end. We didn't, and they did. What it comes down to is making plays, and they made more plays.
Baseball, an incredible game for the Brewers, ends up in a 4-3 loss to the Yankees in 13 innings in New York. Corbin Burnes pitched a no-hitter into the eighth. Craig Counsell after the loss.
You know, we got to turn the page. That's, you know, you lost. We played a good series, and yeah, it was a good baseball game, and we came out on the wrong side.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Get on, or should I say, all aboard the love train. What you got to say, Earl?
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Man, we got a lot to talk about, man. The season is in full effect. But before we go any further, you got an announcement to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown, in some cities his name is Bad Moon. Other places, his name it's Spider-Man. But in my heart, much love. Give it up for my man, Andre Rison. Dre, what's up, baby?
I tell you what, man. You know I love you. Earl, I love you too now. The only thing I got a problem with is Under the Helmet, and he called the Gravedigger. It should be under the ground, right?
hey, you know, the Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger was catchy, brother. But Bad Moon Rising. Bad Moon Rising is on the phone line this morning. Good morning to you, dear brother. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Man, I watch awesome. Your career, man. I watch your career. From college, and man, you know, you're one of them cats who could play today, man.
I appreciate that. You know, what's funny, you know, with a bunch of old guys, and they talk about coming back, and they show them get tackled and show them get hit, and I'm in that same boat. but I tell you what, the money and the earnings that the young fellas are making today in today's game. It was part of the path that we paid for them to be able to do that, but I'll take one game check. I'll take one game check for sure. Well, no hits, though. No tackles.
No, man. You know, you're...
Earl.
Go ahead.
Earl, let me say this. My man over there should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question.
The numbers... I mean, just his attitude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine you a young DB stepping out on the field and you see across the lane Bad Moon, Spider-Man, Andre Rising, and he about to do a dig and go on you. I think I'd have a stain in my shorts.
You know, I saw him early on with Cleveland in his career, can I say that because he was a Packer too, but his athleticism, you know, his speed, he's one of them cats that could play today, because a lot of receivers, they kind of came out of that mold that he was in. Small,
yeah,
quick, yeah. You know, yeah. Fearless, going across the middle.
But Dre went against the best.
I know.
The Hall of Famers, the Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Played with him and went against it. Dre the man, dog. That's why there's no question why he shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Fame.
No question. No question whatsoever. How many years did you play, Bad Moon?
I appreciate all those compliments from the accolades and things of that nature. I played 12 years.
Wow.
When I retired, I retired in like the top 10, top 5 in most of all categories. Catches, receiving, touchdowns, and yards. When I retired, I think I was like number... Like I said, I was top 10, top 5 in most categories. And so I felt as though I had given what I needed to do to be a Hall of Famer, and still do. You know, winning the World Championship with Gilbert, the great Gilbert Brown, and the great Packers organization, I thought that would have really solidified it. And if it didn't, the next year after the Super Bowl, I went back to the Pro Bowl just to show people that I just didn't jump on bandwagon of Green Bay. I played like 10 games with the Packers, and so that was almost like a whole season in a sense. And so I felt like, you know, I got a couple slights here and there. Oh, he was a free agent that came in and helped the Packers win and this and that. I never really bought into that. What I bought into, the Packers just got the best receiver, arguably, to play the game. Just walked in the door. And I know Sterling Sharp had played there, the great James Lofton, things of that nature, John Jefferson, guys I looked up to and respected. But we all had our own style. We all had our own game. And I felt like my game was good enough to get a gold jacket. And so I will always treasure my times playing with Green Bay, for sure. Like I said, you can't play for another organization, I believe, that has more historic value to it than the Packers.
Well, you know,
so
dear brother,
your
chance at the gold jacket is not over. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a lot later. And I hope that yours, when you talk about your numbers, are comparable with other people who are already in the Hall of Fame. So, unfortunately, it must be politics. Mm-hmm. And when they get into the politics, you know, it might take a little bit long. But your records speak for itself, man. And so we're going to keep pushing and praying that they, you know. Because I look at some of the people that they're talking about, Gilbert, given the opportunity to, and Bad Moon should be above many of the cats they're looking at now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about they play games, man, you know, and half the time you got to be dead before they put you in there, man, you know, which is a shame. Drake, tell them about your book, man, since we got them on here, so these people can buy this book you got.
Yeah, we got an awesome book called The Andre Rising Story, Wide Open. It's not a tell all book, but it's a validity book that people get.
Well, yeah, you don't want to tell all.
If it was a tell all book, Dre, they had to put on sunglasses while they read.
Yeah, you already know it. But there's a lot of great pictures in there. It's a lot of great moments in there. It talks about me coming up as a child in a single parent home. Talk about the struggles between my family and just society, period. Trying to make it up out of Flint, Michigan. And it's a great story about my mom, myself, and friends of mine and friends that I've gained through the years. Like Gilbert, I don't even classify consider Gilbert and Santana and Antonio as like friends. They like my actually like my brothers, and so it goes in detail about you know the Atlanta days and the nightlife and all the way to the entertainment.
Read some stories about your nightlife.
And the entertainment side, you know, talk about the relationships between Tupac and myself, the friendships that I you know kindred through the years.
Yeah, you're a big time celebrity.
Like I said, entertainment life of the TLC stuff, and it's a great
where
book.
Where can they get it, Dre? Dre, where can they get it, man?
You can go on Amazon and order it.
Okay.
You can go on Amazon and order it to pop up. Hopefully, this time next season, I'll be doing a global book tour, actually over in Africa, all the way back to the States.
Oh, wow! You know what we need to do, Gilbert. We need to get him on where there's some time where I can have him talk about his book, right? You can make that happen. Right?
Yeah, I can do that. One day.
You know the movies. The movie will be out on Apple TV, Tubi, Hulu.
Yeah, he got a movie too now.
The movie is actually
he ain't give me no part, but he got a movie.
Hey man, do you know he was, what's the cat's name, man, that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers that been pretty crazy? The wide receiver that wound
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown. He was Antonio Brown before there was an Antonio Brown.
No, I got to correct you. Andre Rison is the mold that was broken.
I'm talking about flashy. And those kind of things.
Antonio Brown, that fool ain't got nothing on my homeboy.
No, man, I didn't say he was. I didn't say he was Bad Moon Rising. I said he was. Mm-hmm. You know, he was flashy and colorful and all that stuff before there was an Antonio Brown.
When you see Dre, you see Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
You see Kansas City Chief, but you see world champion Green Bay Packers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, for sure. And check this out. Sure. He lives 10 minutes away from me. You know what I'm saying?
You mean the state is big enough for both of y'all?
No, they kicked me out. They kicked the drink.
Hey, so are you from Michigan, brother?
Yeah, I was born and raised in
Michigan. Oh, okay. Okay.
He drunk some of that water.
I thought nothing.
That's why he's crazy. He drunk some of that water.
It's and great coaches and not just football but basketball, baseball. You know, we got a lot of world champions came out of Flint.
Oh yeah.
Carl Banks. You got Glenn Rice, the great basketball player. Jimmy Abbott, the great baseball player for the Yankees, and then you know you had the young boys just come through right now with Miles Bridges, Man Morris, as Monte Morris with the Pistons now. The list goes on. JaVale McGee.
You know, dear brother. I know. We gotta let you go because I know how busy you are. But I want to thank you, Gilbert, for giving us this opportunity. You know, we're gonna make sure that when we bring him on, across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure when we bring you on that the state of Wisconsin can hear. From you, man. Great player.
I got a chance to see the state of Wisconsin a little bit more further down outside of Green Bay and Madison. Of course, playing in the Big Ten, you always play against Madison. Play against Wisconsin and Madison. I played basketball, too, so I was always there, seemed like. But I took a trip with Gilbert last year. It really enlightened me on the state of Wisconsin.
Gilbert,
it was an awesome time.
Yeah. We're gonna let him go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll set it up.
Dre, I'll call you right after, boy.
Hey, man, it's an honor. It's an honor, man.
Yeah. Make sure you call me.
I'll call you right after. Yeah, boy.
Hey, Gilbert, he talking to me to make sure I call him?
No.
Oh, all right. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Love you, boy.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 63, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 50, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. 1-0. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, 1-0. Gilbert, I was telling you during the preseason, I was saying, man, the Packers got some hellified athletes. I said, man, the linebackers, the defensive backs, the safeties, man, just they're very athletic, they're linemen. And man, Gilbert, they're pretty tough.
Earl, man, I've been preaching this since we've been talking about that quarterback that threw three touchdowns the other day.
Hey, Gilbert.
I've been preaching about the team that they was playing. I told everybody, the Bears is the Bears.
Yeah, well, they're the Bears.
We needed a team to get our confidence up. They're a warm-up team.
Yep.
They ain't an NFL team. They're a warm-up team. They're a bunch of Cubs walking around in Bears clothing.
Let me say this, Gilbert. Before we get too far.
All you Bear fans, call up so I can laugh at you.
Before we get too far on the other side of the rainbow.
Okay. Okay.
He was 15. Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Against a JV, you gonna call Justin Fields JV?
Hey man, he looked.
Calvin, can you look up the first time Brett Favre started and the first time Aaron Rodgers started?
Oh, no question.
And give me and give me their numbers, please.
Hey, Gil,
because we got some haters that need to get him some hater rate out their mouth.
No, I'm not hating. You
just called him out. Against a JV team, he was good.
Hey, Gilbert.
There is no JV teams in the NFL, sir.
Well, the Bears look like they're the closest to it.
They're the school of the blind.
Let me. So here's what really got me about the game, Gilbert. What I saw was boys against men. The Packers' defensive line against the Bears' offensive line, and the Packers' offensive line.
They're coming against you.
And the Packers' offensive line against the Bears' defensive line. Superior across the board. Would you agree?
I would agree that yesterday, in between the lines, in between the tackles, Green Bay won.
Overwhelmingly.
Aaron Jones had an awesome day. Awesome day in between the tackles. You know what I'm saying? But we knew that the running game had to get going so Jordan Love can get going.
Yeah, but Gilbert, the running game wasn't that spectacular. Aaron Jones had 9 carries for 41 yards, and Dylan had 13 carries for 19 yards. What they had, what they really had, Gilbert, was they just beat up the Bears' defense, the offensive line. I mean, the Packers got some horses on that offensive line.
Yeah.
But that's the
thing, though, Earl. That running game had to open everything. It don't matter what the numbers they had.
Right.
It opened up the game because now they're so worried about them getting the ball that they sneaking out the backfield, and Aaron Jones had a beautiful touchdown.
Oh, so Aaron Jones not only had a beautiful touchdown, he had some big catches. He's as dangerous a weapon if you give him a flare pass as he is running.
Whoever said anything about that young man is stupid.
Well,
they got to keep him.
Well, they were talking
no
about
no matter what.
They were talking about how much he's going to cost against the cap. But
oh man, they said that about your boy that's in Jetland. Man, go on with that.
No man, but
go on with that, man.
They're saying that they have to might not be able to afford him next year because his numbers against the cap. But I'll tell you, I'm in total agreement with you. Aaron Jones is one of the best backs, most explosive backs in the league.
In the league.
Yeah, and breakaway
speed. His stature will not scare anybody.
No, man.
But when you put that ball in his hands, all them knees were shaking over there in Chicagoland. The monsters of the Midwest.
You know, Gilbert, you almost, it's hard to tackle Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Because he's stronger than he looks because I've seen guys think they have him wrapped up.
Yes.
But they can't get him.
And you know what's crazy? He'll get behind Bakhtiari and you won't see him.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
You won't see him. Because that's the elusiveness, but the power that the young man has.
Let me also tell you, Bakhtiari played a hell of a game. I thought he was done.
He wanted to call you and say, I'm about to show you something, sir. I'm about to show you something, sir. Check this out, chill.
Hey, Gilbert, he really did look good.
Yes, they all look good yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to come out and show everybody that this is the Green Bay Packers. This is not Aaron Rodgers' team that he just left. We are the Green Bay Packers, a team coming after.
You know, you played on the Super Bowl winning team, so you clearly know talent. And I know it's one game, but you know talent. Mm-hmm. They got plenty of that, don't they?
They got plenty of talent across the board, man. Even in a couple of depth positions, they got talent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what you want. If a guy goes down and the next guy has to step up, the team ain't supposed to miss a beat. That's the type of talent they got.
Well, but it's not always like that, right?
It's never not always like that. I mean, last year when they had Season Sauce, what's his name? Dean Lowry. I call him Season Sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was different.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Let's get some calls
in here. Your thoughts on the Packer game. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I got two.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates,
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Today marks 22 years since the 9/11 attacks. A flag ceremony was held already at the Pentagon, and CBS's Kemi McCormick tells us
there will be observances in New York with a reading of the victims' names. Vice President Harris will attend that ceremony, but there will be no speeches from political figures. Her husband will be in Shanksville for the ceremonies there.
President Biden just wrapped up a quick trip to Vietnam and is stopping in Anchorage, Alaska for a 9/11 memorial there. Crews are racing against the clock, digging through massive amounts of rubble, looking for survivors of the earthquake in Morocco. The death toll is now up to 2,500. The Kremlin's announced that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on a train heading to Russia now. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Arms trade expected to be the key focus of talks between the two sides' leaders, reawakening old ties that go back to the Korean War.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lin.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in Waukesha will see an increase in their water bills as the city transitions to Lake Michigan water. Officials anticipate a 45% rise in water bills over the next 4 years. The long-anticipated shift to lake water, which starts this week, has incurred substantial costs. The West Allis apartment project involving Bucks guard Pat Connaughton is moving ahead. James Kelly has more.
City officials have given the green light for a $67 million apartment project on West National Avenue, and it could get up to $13 million in funding from taxpayers. The project, led by Three Leaf Partners, which has connections to Milwaukee Bucks player Pat Connaughton, plans to replace an office building with almost 250 market-rate apartments. The project is part of the city's plan to bring in more people to the National Avenue area.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, the Packers kicked off the 2023-24 NFL season in style. Let me ask you something, Gilbert. I saw, and Calvin, I don't know if you caught this, but they had some guy that was kind of leading the cheer at the game. It kind of looked like you, man.
No, he didn't. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me. I was way in Timbuktu somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I had a long but good weekend, man. I hung out with one of the greatest Packers of all time. I didn't say the.
You can't say that.
Aaron Rodgers say I'm the great, but the Brett Favre. It was awesome.
So you hung out with your boy Brett.
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
What you guys kick it around with, man?
You know what, man? We talked to some kids and we signed some autographs, but it's the times where we're sitting there and we're talking about the good times. We talk about Reggie White, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We talking about the boys that we lost and everything. And like I say, man, it's just one of those things where good or bad, I love him and he's my team.
Yeah, he's a Packer for life like you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why he came back and retired as a Green Bay Packer.
Let's do this. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
CJ.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, Gilbert and Earl. On a difficult day, 9/11, let's not forget. But
I'm going to talk about that later on, man. We're talking about sports right now.
I know, but it's bittersweet. Celebrating the Packers, it was tough to see Brett go, leave Green Bay, but it was tough to leave Aaron Rodgers. Watch him leave, too. But I tell you what, I've been trumpeting this Jordan Love since I saw him. The guy's got a rocket. He's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate him all the way to the Super Bowl one day. And I tell you what, he's got a lot of great talent around him. The defense is incredible. And it was a fun game to watch because they were down.
So
they were down, but they came back, and they looked incredible.
So let me say this, because in the first half, I said at halftime, I said they have not turned him loose. They did not let him throw the ball downfield. Everything was check passes in the first half, Gilbert. And I was wondering if they were going to open up the game for him. They it was almost in the first half like they didn't want to run the risk because the game was so, you know, tight, and they're playing checkers. And so the Bears didn't have anything. They didn't want to make a mistake, and neither did the Packers. But the second half, they opened it up, and you saw him play better football. Was I right in that assessment? Gilbert.
CJ. Oh, you talking to me or CJ?
You.
I'm gonna put it like this, Earl. In a way, you are right, but the coach did it masterfully. This is his first game,
right,
starting against a rivalry team. That's a different component. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So the coach, I'm gonna get him confident first.
Yes.
I'm going to get him confident. I'm going to let him hit here. I'm going to let him hit here. And I'm going to let him do this and that. Dink and dunk. Get your confidence up. But the second half, son, he probably even told him what he was going to do. Second half, son, we're going to pick it up. I want you to get your – the coach, you know, people that don't understand the game, I saw it. He going to get him dink, dunk, dunk. Do your thing. Get your confidence up. Second half, we coming after you. We coming out after you. So get your mind right, son. And that's how it went, man. And to be able to see the progression when they do call your number was good for him. Now we got to see how he's going to do next week.
Well, you know, again, let's not get too far down the road. He played against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team, man. That's just a slap in the face,
man. I'm watching them.
They suck, but it's a slap in his face.
Okay, so I mean, because, man, I don't know how.
I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know. Hey, Gilbert, I don't know how the Bears have been finishing bad for – since 1985, since their Super Bowl.
Since that Super Bowl.
Okay,
yep,
so
yep.
So when you finish in those lower rungs, you get higher draft picks. So they've been getting high draft picks.
Yes.
It's no excuse that they're in the shape there. Well, the Lions were in the same shape.
You know what, Earl? No, I you know why I'm laughing at them? You know why I don't have no sympathy for them? It's because once we got rid of Aaron Rodgers, they just knew they had the top dogs in the league. In our division. You should have heard their fans.
Yeah,
oh, we got y'all nine. I was at a place Sunday fundraising. Three or four Bear jerseys in there. Oh, it's over. it's done for. I said, dude, y'all steal the Chicago Bears, and we got you.
So anytime in the NFL, mm-hmm. one team beats another team nine straight times on their home field, that's unheard of. That's unacceptable. Yeah. Man, the Packers beat the Bears nine straight times in Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm. Should be called Packer Field.
Yeah, man. I mean, that goes to show, exactly the failure. But it also shows the difference in the coaching because, say what you will, Matt LaFleur, can coach.
Yeah,
The cats he got with him. Yeah. He got the right kind of. Am I right?
But you gotta. But like I said, Earl, it all stems back to the talent, dude, on both sides of the ball, both sides of the teams. You know what I'm saying? And you got to realize if the talent dude is bringing his talent in with his talent staff. You got to make sure you got the right guys. I don't think Chicago got the weapons for Justin Fields.
No, they don't.
I really don't. And that's on the talent dude. That's on the talent dude to change that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that what's our talent dude name?
Gutekunst.
Has been doing his due diligence, man, trying to put in a good team. Because remember this. We didn't have our full staff at receiver yesterday.
Well, so let's look at really where the Packers have been able to really make hay while the sun is shining. Man, when they got rid of, what was the wide receiver's name, number 17?
Devontae Adams.
When they got rid of Devontae Adams, they got a lot of great draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When they made the trade. They got something.
But you didn't see it at the time.
I know. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
They got a lot of talent. From that draft pick, from trading Devontae Adams, when they traded Aaron Rodgers, they got a lot of draft capital, and they wound up with all this great young talent. You got to give them credit.
Who's starting to look good right now, Earl?
Gutekunst.
You see what I'm saying?
And
everybody was killing him. Why he get rid of Devontae? You.
Yeah, why did he get rid of Aaron Rodgers? And the people people wanted his neck, right? Because they wanted to make sure that Aaron remained, and they did, and they bent over backwards that year, those 2 years for Aaron Rodgers. To keep him here. And Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers was calling for Gutekunst to be gone. But you got to give the Packers credit. They stayed with Gutekunst because they saw something in him, right? And now turned out they were right. Because, man, that talent level.
Goes back to the talent, dude. I keep telling.
Hey, man, that talent. I'm watching all of these positions, Gilbert, all those positions. They're loaded. They're linemen. They can rotate. Look, the new rookie. The first round draft choice.
Yeah.
He got in and ran and chased
one of the fastest quarterbacks down.
Hey, Gilbert, and got him.
Hunting a gazelle. Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah.
He was gone.
And and I'm just watching and what's the other guy's name who had his knee repaired, ACL?
Garrett. Rashawn?
He playing. Hey, man, they got all these cats. Number seven intercepted the ball and ran it back like a deer, man. That's a defensive lineman.
That's the boy that can't get right last year, but he's getting it right this year.
Yeah, man, I saw his athletic ability, man. Not only a cat that big, intercepting the ball and running it back like he's running back. You know, I saw one running back try to tackle him. Hey, he won't ever do that again.
You just made SportsCenter, son, the bad way.
But I'll tell you, they're going to be entertaining.
Yeah. They got some tests coming up, though.
Yeah, well, they got one of the easiest schedules in the league. So that helps.
And I don't call any schedule with the Kansas City Chiefs on there.
I know.
An easy schedule.
Well, outside of the Chiefs.
And the way the emergence of your team is coming up.
What's that?
Them meow, them Lions. That's gonna be a tough week for them because they're gonna have the Saints on Sunday and turn around and play the Lions on Thursday.
Hey Gilbert. Listen to this schedule. Packers versus they played the Bears. Now Packers and Falcons, I would pick the Packers in that game. Saints and Packers.
First home game.
The Saints are not going to beat the Packers in Green Bay. Packers could be 3-0. Then they got the Lions, maybe, 3-1. Then they got the Raiders.
Ho, 3-1?
Yeah.
You picking the Lions?
Hey, man, listen, don't fool yourself, man. Don't get so caught up in it that you think the Packers are going to go 4-0.
You better stop before you get some hate mail in your...
Hey, Gil, they're not going 4-0. You know it.
They're not going 4-0?
No, okay.
Okay, if they go 4-0, you got to put some hair dye in your hair. If they go 4-0, Leslie, you got to put some hair dye in your hair.
If they go 4-0, I'll put some shoe polish in my hair. I have to call you and find out where's the best place to get it, because you know. And what kind to get.
Earl's Ink Shop. That's where you get it from.
And then they play the Broncos, a team they can beat.
Yeah. So how are you saying that? That's a good schedule, man, because the Denver's coming up too.
Hey Gilbert, the Denver lost the first game, okay? And then they play the Vikings. The Vikings, are not exactly
Kirk Cousins
what they
and
were, okay? And then they play the Rams. The Rams, starting all over. Then they play the Steelers. The Steelers got beat by, of all people, they got beat by
Tampa. It was Frisco.
They got beat by Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay played
it was Minnesota
man.
Who lost Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota. Yeah.
So you think about that ink already. It's getting deep burning.
But what I'm saying to you,
Pittsburgh lost to San Francisco badly.
They got stomped. So what I'm saying to you, the Chiefs, the Giants, the Packers play, the Cowboys just beat them 40-0.
Cowboys ain't doing nothing.
The Buccaneers.
One
the Panthers,
star rating for the Cowboys.
The Bears. Packers got a favorable schedule, man. I could see them maybe even making the playoffs. Listen, our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. And I'm not crazy. But they got a much easier schedule than they.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Jesus.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Hey, Gilbert, I'm going to invest in that shoe polish. You got to let me know how much money you can make.
It's called Soul Glow.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 63. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, lows around 50. Cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 66. Mid-60s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered showers, upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
That's Cube now.
Yeah. No, that's the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube.
That's man. The Isley Brothers. That's Cube sampling the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube. Just waking up in the morning, got to thank God. I don't know, because my day seems kind of high. No smart. No pork. Didn't pig out.
You know, I may listen to the lyrics of that, man. That sounds pretty cool.
It's smooth, man. It's smooth.
Yeah, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, I was watching football all day yesterday, man. And I tried to watch the game, the Monday night game. And I thought it was going to be a really good game, man. And the Cowboys dismantled the Giants 40-0. So can you imagine? You had all those opening days, 10 years of opening days. And opening days, it's always you're hyped up, you're ready to go, man. They got you thinking you're going to go 16-0, 17-0. And then you go in and you're playing against the team that, you know, and they say, hey, the Giants, this is their time, it's their year. And you get beat.
Got Saquon Barkley. Yeah, you got this. Where did they play at, Earl?
Dallas.
Oh, no, New York.
No, they did.
Yeah,
they
played at home.
They got beat 40-0 at home.
Yeah, at home, man.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Calvin, is that right? I see Calvin shaking his
head. Yeah, that's right. It was raining. That's how I know it was for sure in New York, because it wouldn't have been raining on the field.
So how do you overcome that, Gilbert?
I'd have went in to turn my helmet in.
No, I'm talking about, I know you have to let it go, right?
You know, back in the day, even when I was playing at Kansas, Nebraska and Oklahoma, if they whooped us, they whoop us 40-0.
Right.
You know, we're going to score something at home. Are you kidding me?
40-0 at home. But how do you overcome that? I mean, you have to let it go, right? I mean, how long do you carry?
You got to. Until Wednesday. You got to let it go at least by Wednesday.
Oh, so
that's when you got your day off Tuesday. This is when I was playing. Yeah, it's day off Tuesday. Wednesday, we're moving on to the next game. So you got to get out the system Tuesday night.
So Monday, you off, right?
Yeah. No, we got to come in and watch film.
Oh, and man, and all hell.
And run around and, you know, get the lactic acid out. But Tuesday was supposed to be your day off, but you got to get your butt in there and do something in the weight room, or they're going to look at you crazy.
But
that's when you got to get it out your system.
Tuesday but all hell is breaking loose Monday at the film room, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody smiling, right?
Hey, no, if you got your butt whooped 40-0, no, ain't nobody smiling.
Hey,
you trying to reevaluate? You probably sitting there reevaluating your career.
And
it's bad.
And the coach better not see anybody talking.
Oh no. Anything triggers yelling or we got to go out and do some up downs or we got to do something. Something triggers something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing, Earl. You're a professional. It's kind of like you messed up at work. Next day, you got to pick it up. Period. You got to put your hard hat on, you grab your lunch pail and go to work.
So whoever they play next, the Giants are going to be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to be, Earl. How do you lose 40 to nothing?
At home.
At home.
Opening day.
Opener.
Yeah, no.
No. I'm surprised this coach still got his job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Aaron Rodgers is on tonight, man.
Okay.
Okay, he's playing the Buffalo Bills, so he ain't playing lightweight. Okay. Buffalo got a hell of a defense.
What are they playing? Buffalo versus the Jets. We're about to see how good that offensive line is.
Oh, they playing Buffalo playing in New York.
Yeah. Oh, they might have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, come on, New York, Buffalo, the same places just about.
Yeah, just up the street.
Yeah. But it's gonna be, I mean, Buffalo gonna be as high as
you gonna watch it, Earl?
Come on, man. Absolutely. Every second of it.
Okay.
But let me ask you, Gilbert, you know, it's how soon people forget. Because Aaron was just here last year. Mm. And the people wanted the Packers to sell everybody they had to keep Aaron. Mm. Right? Now Aaron is gone.
Gone.
And you know, people ain't going to be thinking about Aaron. I mean, they only remember.
They're going to watch him, though, tonight. Just so to see if he's going to fall on his face or beat Aaron Rodgers of old. That's what they're going to watch. That's what the people are going to want to see.
Yeah, well, he can't be the Aaron Rodgers of old. He's 39 years old. Brett Favre was never the Brett Favre of the Packers when he left, was he?
Nah, he almost took Minnesota to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that first year.
He was close.
Yeah.
They got some dog in them, man. They Green Bay Packers by heart. They got dog in them, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they always come back. You don't want to retire as a New York Jet. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to retire as a Minnesota Viking.
So you're pretty sure that when Aaron retires, he's retiring as a Packer?
Absolutely. He'd be a fool if he didn't.
Yeah, well,
He will retire as a Green Bay Packer. He ain't gonna need any money.
He's worth $200 million.
No, but you don't want to leave that on your resume.
Oh, yeah, because when he goes in.
I'm going to retire as a New York Jet. Yay.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
As he goes into the Hall of Fame, it'll be a Green Bay Packer Hall.
It'll be under the Green Bay Packer banner, like it's supposed to.
Look, we got to go, man. But, man.
Oh, man.
Bad moon rising, man.
That was, see that?
Man.
See what kind of pull I got, man? You got some pull, man.
You got some pull.
He was just calling to say hi. I said, no, boy, get on this radio.
You brought Bad Moon Rising, man, on the line, man. People don't know who that is, man. That's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a bad cat, man, but you ain't Bad Moon Rising.
I know. I'm the grave digger.
Yeah. Hey, man, we got to run,
get
man.
It right, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we'll be in touch.
All right, love you, brother.
I love you too, man.
Hey,
all
right. Calvin, I'll holler at you.
Hey, we got to go up next. Sandy Williams will be joining us this Monday.
Big Sandy.
With Sandy Williams. We'll be right back. Cubes of piss. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my 8K. I got to say it was a good day.
Pooh, stop this, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.